Guess what time it is? It's Spritz O'Clock. Welcome back to the Spritz O'Clock podcast with me, Reeves Lee. Currently, I'm recording this podcast a week early. As you're listening to this, I'm going to be in Europe for the first time. So very excited about that. I want to say thank y'all to the cute girls who have been coming up to me in Dallas and telling me they love the podcast and like all the good feedback that I've been getting from it. So I really appreciate it. And I hope everyone's loving it as much as I'm loving doing it. So I have a lot planned for y'all. Okay, so now it's time for ins and outs of the week. I always have like a running list going. So every single week, it's very hard for me to choose my in because I'm always into a lot of things. But I've decided my in this week is going to be the Menendez brothers. And I know everyone is talking about this show right now that's out on Netflix. It's called Monsters. I really used to be obsessed with this case whenever I was in high school. I used to think that they were really hot. And I know that that's probably alarming, but I would literally come home from school in high school and like watch the trial and like watch their Barbara Walters interview. Side note, it's not Spritz O'Clock today. It's actually Beer O'Clock because I didn't have the ingredients for a spritz. And I'm just going to be honest with y'all. So drinking a little beer. And I would love for Michelob Ultra to sponsor this podcast one day because it's my favorite beer. Back to the Menendez brothers. I genuinely was so obsessed with them in high school. And this show has just really sent me down like a major rabbit hole on TikTok. I've been sending my best friend Libby probably 9,000,000,000 TikToks on them. And I know y'all have seen the edit of Nicholas Chavez or whatever his name is, the actor's name is, who plays Lyle. So hot. So it's kind of funny because in real life, I like Eric more, but then in the show, I like Lyle more. But that should probably say something about me as I like Lyle because they portrayed him like really crazy and mean kind of in the show, but I'm pretty sure that's not how he was at all in real life. So anyways, my in is the Menendez brothers. And if y'all haven't seen Monsters on Netflix, everyone should watch it because I literally loved it. Oh, also, I heard that the real brothers were like very unhappy with the Netflix show, but I think it might already be out when y'all are listening to this, but they're coming out with their own documentary with Netflix. And so it's going to be like the first time they're like really telling all the details and everything. So best believe I'll be watching that. I honestly thought about it today on my rabbit hole this morning. I found their information to send them emails, and Eric will literally like paint a portrait of you. So I'm like, do I need to send in a photo of myself to Eric Menendez in prison to paint something of me? But then I'm like, do I want him having a photo of me? Okay, I'm like getting a little cocky right now. Like, he's not gonna care. He's literally married with a child. Anyways, I digress. Watch Monsters, and it's on Netflix. Love it. Okay, so my out this week is my ravenous hunger at night. Y'all, my dad sent me home with this jambalaya that he always makes, and I literally came back to Dallas in a carry-on suitcase, like packed down with jambalaya in my suitcase. I feel like that's like a very Alabama thing to say, but I have been eating on this jambalaya for so long, but I get like so freaking hungry at night, and I really don't like sweets, but I keep those little small cones from Trader Joe's in my freezer. I've been getting into those every single night, but I have like genuinely been so ravenous. So I feel like that's out. I really need to get myself you know, under wraps. So ravenous hunger is out at night. I guess I just need to stop eating dinner with the senior citizens at 4:30, 5 o'clock. That might help. Okay, so let's get into the episode. What I'm wearing, what I'm loving, and what I'm doing for fall. So obviously what I'm wearing, everything I'm buying, everything I'm liking, whatnot. What I'm loving, just kind of my favorites right now. And then what I'm doing, these are kind of like goals or things I've been doing that I've been loving. So kind of like a goals episode, but kind of also like a favorites episode at the same time. That's kind of like geared towards fall. I saw Kinsey Elizabeth She has her podcast, The House Guest, and great podcast. Love her. She's been on this podcast before, so I'll link her episode below. But I saw that she kind of was saying that fall is a good time to do a reset. Couldn't agree more. I really am needing a reset, and I feel like my trip next week will be the ultimate reset. I feel like I'm going to come back so clear-headed and so excited for that. But anyways, fall is my favorite season. I love football season. I love the whole culture of fall, like in Dallas. It's so fun to like get up on Saturdays and get dressed and cosplay a sorority girl and, you know, go to a bar, watch a football game. Let's get into what I'm wearing. So my favorite color for fall, actually there are two, chocolate brown and burgundy. I know in the last episode with Rachel, we talked about like fall trends, what Rachel's picks are for fall. She mentioned chocolate and burgundy, so I feel like they're approved by Rachel, the stylist. So I'm going to be buying a lot of that. Chocolate brown is just always my favorite color to wear, so I'm going to be doing that. Also, burgundy and chocolate brown nails. I know I have bubble bath on right now, but I'm going to be wearing a lot of brown and burgundy nails too. Okay, next is suede. Thank God for Libby. She also has an episode, two episodes ago. Thank God for Libby and her trip to Europe, because she bought us a pair of boots. Thank God I'm allowed to wear them. They're basically knee-high chocolate brown suede heeled boots with like a skinny heel. Going to be so chic, going to be so perfect for fall. I envision it with like a cheetah print dress to be like crazy, but also like a cute dress or like a black mini skirt with like something more oversized over it. I don't know. That's my vision for Libby's boots that she bought for us. So I feel like now I need to buy us something. Okay, my next thing I'm going to be wearing this fall is investing in really good denim. I feel like all of my jeans, I've said it before on this podcast, I have the flattest butt known to mankind. So I feel like I really need to find jeans that fit me really well. So I'm going to be investing in denim this fall. Also, loving the tall boot trend, like I said, with Libby's boots. And then also pointy-toed shoes. So I know on the last episode with Rachel, she talked about the Gani, y'all know the like Gani buckle ballet flats. I for some reason cannot get on this ballet flat trend. I just feel like it would not do any favors for me, but I think they're so freaking cute, and whenever I see them on Pinterest, I just love them. But I think I'm gonna get like a pointy toed, maybe the Gani pair. I just feel like it'll be good for work too. So I'm gonna be doing that, and then I'm also gonna be buying and wearing more dresses. Dresses are so easy for any time of year, especially summer. They're just nice to throw on, but I'm going to be buying more dresses and really investing in basics this fall that will carry me through many, many seasons. All the turtlenecks, like I said, denim, nice quality tees, something I'm going to be wearing too. And yeah, I also am looking at, I'll link it below, I've been eyeing this Proenza bag for so long. It's like a mini little handle bag, but it also can be crossbody too. I just need like a really good black bag, and that's what I'm missing in my collection. So maybe I'll find a bag in Italy. We'll never know. I probably will, knowing me and my spending habits. But those are all the things I'm wearing. Let's move on to what I'm loving. My in was the Menendez brothers, like loving that. I'm also just loving watching TV in general. I go through phases with TV and I just like won't watch it for a long time, or I'll only watch YouTube videos before bed, or I literally don't do either and I just go to bed and watch TikTok all night, which I've got to be better about. I have been loving watching TV before bed, so I've watched Tell Me Lies, The Menendez Brothers. I want to restart Vampire Diaries because I feel like that's a good little fall show, and I also restarted Scandal, and I'm like halfway through that right now. Honestly, Kerry Washington kind of annoys me in it, like rewatching it, her mouth, just the way it moves. There's something about it that really bothers me, but love all the clothes. She always looks fabulous in the show. The next thing I'm loving is my Kindle. I also go through waves with my Kindle and get on reading kicks. Right now, I'm reading A Court of Thorn and Roses. And once again, how many times can I talk about Livy in this episode? She really told me I needed to read this series. So I finally decided to give it a shot while I was getting a foot massage one day, and I really got sucked in. It's kind of like Beauty and the Beast, but also it's like sexy fairies, but like bougie sexy fairies, but they like hook up. I don't know. It's nothing that I thought I would ever like, but I think I'm so like intrigued by it. I need to know what happens next. So we'll keep y'all posted on my journey about that. Okay, another thing, I've talked about these before, the Say blushes. I'm currently wearing the shade Chili, and it's a good little fall blush. I also want to get the Rode pocket blush in the shade like Teddy or Breckle. And there's another one like Toasted Teddy, something like that. So I want to order those two. And I'm just kind of into darker makeup, but not like heavy makeup, but like deeper tones for fall. So like, for example, my lips, I've been liking the Makeup Forever Wearever Walnut Liner with like a darker gloss on top or like a darker lipstick. And I feel like my entire For You page right now is just different lip combos. Okay, so the next thing I'm loving is like fall activities. So I hate Halloween, number one. Like, I feel like everyone knows that about me. Hate Halloween. Nothing good happens on Halloween. Probably had my worst nights in college on Halloween. It was never good. I never get into the Halloween costumes. Like, just throwing that out there. I hate. So instead, things I like to do for fall, I really want to go to a drive-in movie theater because I'm obsessed with going to the movies in general. And I just feel like it would be so cute. So maybe I do need a boyfriend with a truck. So we can like sit in his truck and watch the movie together. I don't know. I know I like say, I go back and forth every single episode. I'm like, I want a boyfriend. I don't want a boyfriend. Like we never know. It depends on the day. So doing that, going to pumpkin patches, I saw on my TikTok, Dallas just like revamped the arboretum to be like a pumpkin patch. So love a pumpkin patch moment. That actually reminds me, I need to go get some pumpkins and put them on my front porch. I feel like that would be like cute because I couldn't never do that in my apartment. So okay, note to self, get pumpkins. I am obsessed with fall candles. Those are like my favorite. No, sorry, Christmas candles are my favorite. Fall candles are a close second. So I always get the vanilla pumpkin candle from Trader Joe's, but recently I've been getting the Honeycrisp apple one, and I feel like apple is such an underrated fruit for fall. Like, everyone always talks about pumpkins, but like, why isn't anyone talking about apples? So I don't know. I've been getting that candle, and then Carnival Night. It reminds me of going to Carnival Night when you're younger and you bob for the apples. I don't know. My mom used to throw these like crazy Halloween parties at my house whenever I was younger. And I was probably like the mean girl. I'd probably try to like go in and like drown people when they were like bobbing for apples, but maybe not. I feel like it was really sweet. Okay, whatever. Okay. And also loving foot massages. I stopped going to my place in Dallas for a little bit, but I'm back and I'm going to be consistent with it. So it really helps relieve all the pressure from your feet. So okay, and for the last section, the what I'm doing for fall, these are kind of like my goals, what I've been doing and loving, but also like what I want to do for fall and like goals for myself. It's like a mix. I just threw a bunch of things on a list. So the first thing I have is downsizing my skincare routine. So I am a stan for Skin Better Science. We've talked about it on this podcast so many times. I'm still obsessed with Skin Better. I feel like it really changed my skin. And I can do like an updated skincare routine. I was at this wine bar and there was this fabulous gay man who was 40. And I literally thought he was like our age, but turns out he was 40. And so I was like, what do you use on your skin? He barely uses anything. I think he used like bar soap and like coconut oil as his moisturizer. Not saying I'm going that basic, but I think less is more, because if you think about it, like my grandmother would just use like a bar of soap and like an oil, and she has great skin. Like, she doesn't even need Botox and she's a grandmother. So that's kind of what I'm trying to do this season, is just kind of downsize my skincare regimen, because I'm also spending a fortune on it. And that's kind of crazy at 25, because I don't know. I'm all about prevention, but also just I need to be financially responsible. Everyone say bye to Livy. She was sitting here the whole time and making me nervous.
My out of the week is Reeves going to Europe for 2 weeks and me not having anyone to call 7 times a day. Later.
She's screwed. So the next thing that I'm liking, it's no secret I work from home, so I feel like I've just been getting kind of stir crazy in here. So I've been trying different coffee shops in Dallas to work at. I feel like they're always opening a new coffee shop or like a new concept of place to work from home. But I applied for the Hotel Swexin Go Lightly like social club. They won't accept me. So if you know of anyone, please reach out to me. But anyways, I feel like if they accepted me, I'd go there to work a lot. But I've been going to the Meteor coffee shop, and they have one in Austin too. I found out about it from Hannah Chody, this influencer that lives in Austin. She's so fabulous, so cute, so chic. So I love the Meteor. It's kind of, I don't even know how to explain it, but I kind of walked in and kind of felt like I was in Disney World. Can't explain it. Y'all should go. And it's also in this cul-de-sac. It's in the design district, but it's in this cul-de-sac, and you don't hear like noisy traffic and horns blowing, so you don't really feel like you're in Dallas. So I really like it, and they have great coffee, and they have good breakfast tacos. They also have lunch and dinner, I'm pretty sure, because it turns into a wine bar as well. So love the Meteor, love trying new places to work, because we just need to switch things up around here. Okay, so the next thing I am going to do during fall is not overcommit to doing things, because I feel like I am very opinionated, and I will say exactly what I think. But also at the same time, I am like a people pleaser at times. It just kind of depends on the situation. And I also like love saying yes to things, but at the same time, I overcommit a lot. And so I just need to be more cautious about not saying yes to everything and going with that. Whenever you say no, you don't have to have an excuse or a reason. You should be like, no, I can't tonight. Like, there's no, you don't owe anyone an explanation. So that's something I am going to work on for the fall, because I feel like I just end up canceling and like letting people down, and I hate doing that. So I just want to be more cautious about it. Also, another goal of mine is to make more of an effort with my out-of-town friends or long-distance friends. And I try to call them like on Sundays or after work, you know, but whenever you get older, when you're post-grad, it's harder to keep up with your friends, especially if you don't live in the same place, just because everyone has different schedules, everyone has different work schedules, and you're on different time zones. Like the whole, there are so many reasons, but just keeping up with your friends, making an effort is super important, because it's just so easy to drift away. And I know we all have those friends who we feel like we will always, you know, be close with and just pick up where you left off, which is great. But just like making an effort, even if you don't have the time for like an hour long catch up phone call, you can literally just send them a voice memo or like a text saying, hey, just heard this Luke Combs song, it made me think of you. Anything like that, I just really appreciate. It is really hard to keep up with friends. Like one of my very best friends lives 30 minutes away from me in Fort Worth, and we have to like really plan to see each other. I'm like, this is what adulthood is, hanging out, making plans like 3 weeks in advance for a dinner. It's crazy. Okay, let's see. I want to start doing tennis lessons this fall. So I'm back onto my workout journey, and I feel like tennis is a really good like lifelong sport, and it's also like a very social thing too, because we all know I'm like very social. Yeah, I just really want to do tennis lessons, and I fear I really need the lessons first before I go to try to like join something. Also, I just want to be like a mom and who plays tennis and is cute, and so I think lessons will help me get there. Also going along with that, I have like a little update on my workout journey. So I quit Core Power, canceled my membership, because it honestly is just like too hot during the summer to do Core Power, especially if you're in Dallas, because it is so hot in that room, and it's hot to the point where it like hurts to breathe it in. And I feel like I just was like killing myself in those classes. I found a new workout that I'm loving in Dallas, and it's on ClassPass. So I joined ClassPass. So I love going to One Legree, which is Reformer Pilates, but I also like O2, which is a new-ish workout studio. I'm pretty sure they have one other one in Aspen, but O2 opened and they have reformer Pilates, but they also have like mat Pilates, warm, keyword warm mat Pilates. And so it's like you can catch your breath, but you're still sweating and getting a great workout in, but you're not like breathing in this hot air like you're breathing in at Core Power. So I have been loving going to that workout class at lunch during the week. My fatal flaw is like never taking a lunch break really. I'll just like work through lunch or just like eat something at my desk really quick, even though I'm at home. But it is important to get that lunch break in. And I feel like a workout during lunch is one of the best things you can do because it kind of really breaks up the day. So I have been loving that. Posting more on TikTok. It's one of my goals to post more on TikTok. I want to show y'all like day in the lives, my outfits, what I'm wearing, what I'm loving, stuff like this, like a condensed version of the podcast, basically. So I want to post more on TikTok. Everyone go follow me on TikTok and follow the Spritz Clock podcast on TikTok as well. Another thing is to only go out on Friday nights, not Saturday nights. I feel like Friday night is just a way better crowd, way better vibe. Like everyone's ready for the weekend, and Saturday night always is like disappointing. Not saying I'm not gonna like day drink and go do stuff during the day on Saturday, but I feel like if I go out and stay out late on Saturday, I just wake up on Sunday really drained, really exhausted, not productive. Like I don't even wanna wash my sheets. I don't want to get ready for the week. I don't want to grocery shop. So that is something I'm wanting to do for fall. I feel like it'll help me going into the work week. So that is one of my goals. Another one is to actually cook dinner. Y'all, I never really cook. I used to cook all the time, but I think it's just like a whole living alone thing too. It's just super hard to cook for one person. So I really want to cook dinner for myself and have leftovers like at least to eat for lunch the next day. I made a crock pot taco soup last week and I really enjoyed it, and I ate on it for a while and like invited my friends over to eat it with me, because I'm like, I'm not gonna fill this whole crock pot up with soup and then just throw it away. So I made taco soup, which is like a very fall meal. And I also have like a grill outside that I need to utilize more. So I'm getting into my grill era, my cooking era. I feel like whenever I get the hang of it, I like it a lot more. So that is a goal of mine as well. And then my last little thing I'm going to do this fall is to get back into my needle pointing. It is so therapeutic. I've talked about it on the podcast many times. It is so therapeutic. It's not just for old ladies. Like, it's so cute. You can make literally so many things when you needle point. And it's also if you have a friend to needle point with too, it's just fun to like talk about needle pointing things. I don't know. There's a really cute store, needlepoint store in Dallas called Chaparral, and it's kind of by Love Field. And I actually did like a needlepoint class there because I kind of like self-taught myself with like YouTube videos and stuff, and I wanted to get like an actual class. So I went one Saturday with my friend, and literally we were there with like the cutest little old ladies. They had like the neck lamps and like their big thick glasses on. They were so freaking cute. Anyways, I want to get back into needle pointing and I want to do like make a little Christmas ornament. I feel like I could do that really quick. I'm in the fall mood and I'm just so excited for fall, and I'm so ready for it not to be 90 degrees in Dallas. Anyways, well, I hope y'all loved this episode. I hope y'all can get some tips and kind of like lean more into fall now that it's October. So yeah, well, be sure to like this podcast, follow me on Instagram, follow the podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and I'll have everything linked below. Also, be sure to DM me on Instagram if you want to hear anything specific, have anyone on the podcast, or literally just anything. I kind of want to start doing an Ask Me Anything segment, and I feel like I just want to make it more interactive because I love meeting you guys, as I've said like 900 times. Well, I appreciate everyone listening to this episode, and I'll be back in 2 weeks with another one. So I hope everyone's having a fabulous day, and I'll talk to you in 2 Tuesdays. Bye.